Okay, today's daf is daf Chof Dalet Masechet Arnit. We're all holding on the bottom of Chof Gimel Amud Beis, and we're up to the last line. Rabbi Yossi Baroven Avashkiach Kamed Rabbi Yossi de Minyukra. Shavke. Rabbi Yossi Baroven used to learn by Rabbi Yossi de Minyukra, and he left him. We'll see later why he left him. Fiyatala Kamed Rav Ashi. He came to Rav Ashi's yeshiva to learn. Siyumachat Shamei. The Kogoris Omar Shmuel Asherled Dag Ben Ayam Beshabbos. Even Shiavashbo Kesela Chayav. So one day, Rabbi Yosi Baroven hears Rav Ashi saying over a mimer from Shmuel that if somebody takes a fish out of the ocean and the fish doesn't, it does this on Shabbos, the fish doesn't die, it's still thrashing about, and he throws it back into the water, realizing that it's Shabbos, he's not allowed to neitel neshama from the fish. Once the gill area has dried, of course he didn't say that, he just said if an area the size of a cella, but we'll see later on, it means stuff around the gill. Is that a word? Or am I getting confused? Yeah. It's Chayav. On Marley, so Rabbi Yossi Baroven says to him, "Volema Mar, shouldn't it be kedai to add the words Ubein Snapi Rav?" That this is referring specifically to the area between the top flipper, that is the gill area that's covered by the flipper, is the gill area. On Marley, so Rav Ashi said to him, "Yes, you're right. I should, but I mean, it would be nice to quote that in the name of Rabbi Yossi Baroven, who was the one who said it." So Rabbi Yossi Baroven said to him, "Yeah, but I'm him. It's me. I don't have to quote myself, do I?" Omar Leiser, I said, "Oh my goodness, I didn't know you. I just heard about you. But weren't you learning in Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat Yeshiva? So wasn't it before him? I wish the Achmar. Omar Lehen, indeed, that's where I used to learn. Omar Lehu, my time, Ashaf came out of Yatahacha. So why did you leave him and come here?" I mean, in those days, they didn't say, "Smart boy, to at least come to a good yeshiva for you." It wasn't that. So why'd you leave him and come here? Oh, Marley, so Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi Baroven said, "I can't learn with a guy like that." Gavad al brevi al barte lochas al di echi chayis. A man who on his own son and his own daughter had no rachamim. So how's he going to have rachamim on me? And I don't want to get involved in that kind. He's just too tough for me. Bray Maihi. What's the story with the son that he was referring to? That he wanted to leave Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat, who couldn't have rachamim on his own son. Yumachad havi agrile agira bedav. One day, Rabbi Yossi de Minyukrat had hired some people to work for him out in the field. Nagalu v'lo aitile rifta. Part of the deal is when work is work for you, you bring them breakfast and whatever meals they need. And he didn't show up with lunch. So Omru Levray, the workers came and told his son that he had left out there to watch over them. Kafnina, you know, we're hungry. Where is your father? So Aviyati Tutitaina, that they were all sitting there underneath this fig tree waiting for him to show up. So the son of Rabbi Yossi says, "Teina, teina, otzi perotecha v'yochlu po'alei aba. Teina, bring out some fruit to give these guys, because these are my father's po'alim, and they need to eat." Hafikus, sure enough, the teina produces fruit for them, and they drop it at them. V'yachlu, and they eat. Meanwhile, their father comes puffing up. Please don't be upset with me. The only reason I'm late is not because I didn't care about you, but there was an emergency. A mitzvah tarachman. I needed to take care of this mitzvah, and that's why I'm late. I just couldn't get away from it. I've been busy all the time. So the worker said to the father, "No, don't worry about a thing. Rachmana lizbach. God should only make you as satisfied as our full tummies are from your son." So Rabbi Yossi was amazed. Where the heck did he have anything to feed you? They said over the story. Omar Lozi turned to his son and he said, "Bini, when you asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have a teina produce fruit before its time, you should drop dead before your time." Yasef shelo bizmano. Once he saw that, he said, "Oh boy, this guy is not for me." Barte Maihi, what was the story with his daughter that he didn't have rachamim? Avile Barta Baalat Yofi, he had a daughter who was exceedingly beautiful. One day he's walking by and he sees this guy with a little telescope and he's poked through the grain around the area where she was, and he's hiding out there with a sort of voyeurish grin on his face. He's looking her over. So he passes by, he sees this guy. What the heck? My heart, what's going on here? Omaleh, listen, Rebbe. Look, I mean, I wasn't safe to have her. I mean, at least let me look. Lirotalo Eskavit, shouldn't I be Zoka? to at least see her. Amar la, so he says to his daughter, Biti, komitza'arat lulibriyata, you're too beautiful, you're making the world nuts. Shuvi lafre, go back to the dust that you came from. Val yikashlu bech b'nei adam, people shouldn't be nikshal, you know, the Yosef HaKachavit, the Bacher doesn't, that's what happened. So at that point, I left. The next thing he's going to do is figure out why I shouldn't be around. Havileyahu chamra, and he had a chamor that he used to make a living, we used to rent it out. But the chamor had a built-in meter on it, so that basically you would know how much to pay. So kol yuma liyurtav mishadeh le'agragav, whoever would rent the chamor would put the rent of the day on the back of the chamor, and the chamor would bring it back home. Va'atila v'imara v'tafula, but if he overpaid, obatzula, didn't put it in enough money, you couldn't get the chamor to go home. It would sit there and wait until you put in exactly bing boop, and then it takes off and goes back home. And there was once somebody forgot to take off from its back a pair of shoes. Below Azadashakuomino refused to budge until the guy was going to start bringing back things that didn't belong to it. And then Hadar Azadana would come home. Elozer Ish Birata. There's another Maisa now. People that were careful not to use things that had come, Bischus, where they weren't really. So there was a getter by Sinisim. So he felt that it was wrong to ask for Makadosh Baruch Hu things that weren't supposed to be there naturally. There's another Maisa like that with Elozer Ish Birata. That this guy was famous, that he used to be insanely committed to giving tzedakah. So Kadhabi Chazi, like Gaboy Tzedakah, whenever a Meshulach would see this guy in the streets, they would run away and hide because they didn't want to be the source of this man's downfall. Because they would hide out. He would give everything away to the Gaboy Tzedakah, leave nothing for himself. The family was starving. So people felt terrible for him to even see them. Anyways, Yumachad, one day he's out there, Avisalik Mashuk is going to buy Lamizva Nadunya Labarta. He's trying to go out to buy, was sent out by his wife, big mistake, to buy a Nadunya for his daughter's wedding. So Chazi Gaboy Tzedakah, there was some Gaboyim out in the Shuk. They see him coming. Oh my God, he's out there, hard. Tashumine. But he saw them before they could get away. Azavarat Batrayo, he goes and he chases after them. Catches up. Amalo Ashbatich, I swear you gotta tell me. But my askitu. Come on, what's today's tzedakah opportunity? Omrule, well, actually, we have a Yosem and a Yosema, and we're trying to get them married. There's no parents on either side. We need money. Oh, fantastic, he said. Avodah, I swear, I ain't code me labiti for sure. They're more important than my daughter. So he takes everything that he had in his hand. Shoko, kod avi ba'adeh, everything that he had that he was going to use to buy for his daughter's wedding. And he throws it all at them, forces them to take. And he leaves one zuz for himself. So he goes out and he buys like a pound of chitim. Some of the chitim. Comes back home. He's got this little container of chitim. He throws the chitim as he's walking by. Shadi Bachlovi throws it into his storage shed. Asoy Devisa, his wife comes back. He's got this bad feeling. Omra lalat barte. So she says to her daughter, your father, forget about that, your father, what did he bring home for you? So the daughter says, well, you can imagine, because I'll tell you, whatever he had, he threw it into the silo of us. So she goes to open up the door of the achlova. She couldn't get the door open. She sees that the shed is like a silo, completely filled with grain, and it's pouring out from under the door. There's no way to get the door open because the chitim, there's a pressure against the door. She can't open it. So Ozla Barti Levei Medrash, her daughter was very excited. So her daughter runs to the Beis Medrash, and Amrale, she says to her father, Bore, I got to show you this. Come and see Ma Salacha Afcha. Take a look what your lover did for you. Omar Lazar understood what was going on. So he said to her, I swear, Arein Hegdesh Alayim. Don't even think about it. Since they're Maisa Nisim, the person's not supposed to be Neneh from Maisa Nisim. We'll see later on, there's more of this. This is what everybody, so this is the theme here. Everybody's being very marked not to, we started, remember, with the story of, I was makabo on myself not to continue to press HaKadosh Baruch Hu's buttons. I didn't feel it was right. That was the closing story of yesterday. So that we moved on then to the story of the Te'ina, you know, that he was taking advantage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kilu Bagialo, go with it. with it. And then we moved on here to his unwillingness to be nene for my sinisim. So you can, if there's any schus over here, you can have echad mi'aniyah yisrael. So yes, from the chief, for the chief, we're already, it's a different issue. We'll see where it's nogei a little bit halacha, but we'll wait to the sugya as we go. Yeah, but there's no mice and niece in there. There it's a gradual, just things are much clearer. I mean, not a miracle. I talk to a tree and say, put a bag of feta in it. Rabbi Yunan is a seer, gozer ta'anit. Rabbi Yunan the seer was once gozer ta'anit, boy rachame, and he was mispalo, veloa, tramitra, and nothing happened. Oh, God, he's come, he can be Shmuel HaRamosi, but Yehuda ben Gamliel. Look at the difference when Shmuel HaRamosi got up there in the desert. It was the middle, basically, it was in the middle of Tirchidim, the time in which that's supposed to rain, and nobody was asking him to make it rain, and he just decided it's going to rain, and it's rained, and here the whole Tzibur needs rain, the time of rain, and good old Yehuda ben Gamliel is sitting here davening, and they're laughing at him, being a fool of him. That's, no, he's saying, Menah Shamayim, take a look where we've gotten to, that now the head of the Tzibur is the Shmo. So he was, Oyelo Lador Shekein Nitka, boy, oh boy, a generation that's gotten stuck with the likes of me. Woe to somebody born at such a time when they have leaders and idiots like me. The Cholash Daite was feeling so low that then it started to rain. As long as you think you have any rights to anything, you don't deserve anything. The minute that you recognize it's hopeless, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps. No, I mean, that's actually what started the whole piece in the Mishnah about Chonis Chutzpah and Gazrani Alech Anidu and so on is what was going into this entire sugya to appear. Now the Beis Hanasi, and we know they always had a little bit of problems and little bit of arrogance there. So they were gozer at Tainit. They didn't even bother sending a message to Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. In the morning, they let them know, come to Shul. It was Tainit. Reish Lakish says, Rabbi Yochanan, we shouldn't even be part of this Tainit. Look, Abilna Alan Miurta, we weren't Makabal the Tainit yesterday. We know about it. Well, Marlai Rabbi Yochanan says, it doesn't matter. Anan Batrayo Gurina. Since they're the Beit HaNasi, we're basically dependent. And they're Gezeris. If they were Makabal, it's as if we're Makabal. We have to participate. The Beinasiyah was the whole entourage and that were at various times. They called it the Beis Hamosi. Rabbi Yonah Nasiya was at a time where there wasn't such a chaos for the Beis Hamosi. This is Rabbi Yonah Nasiya. This is like a great grandson. This is the son of Gamliel. I mean, there were a number of Yonah Nasiyas.
Rabbi Yochanan would be at his time too. Rabbi
Yochanan would be. Yeah, but he was a few generations later. No, not Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yonah Nasiya was already deep down. If this is the great grandson. Right, so Tanalohu Oshaya. The Venetia goes to Tadi, the Velohata Mitra, and again they made a tightness. There was no rain. The Oshaya's era, the Minchavrai. The Oshaya was the youngest one from the ever. We had this back in Kulin, but there's different ways of learning. And Rashi brings also, it could be his name was Oshaya's era, not that he was the youngest of the Habura. But anyway, see, he said when he saw that the Beis Hanasi doesn't achieve anything, so he said, well, what do you expect? I mean, it says, Vaya imme eneha. The shot over there by the dinim of the Har Helam Davishal Tzibur caused the Sanhedrin, the Ene Ha'eda. Why's God Ene Ha'eda? It's a Moshel Lekala, Shehibadet Avia. People don't know about this girl. She's living in her parents' home. So how do you know really what's going on? So it goes, Man Shei Ne'aya, beautiful eyes and clear. It's like, this trutot particularly means rakot, I mean, it's under agulot, your term in Rashi, different things in the place. So over there, but if the kala, something's wrong with the eyes, so then you better check out the whole business, right? So trutot, then call gufa tzrichabadika. Exactly, you get the mess. Meaning the Beit HaNasi, a bunch of jerks, and they're the Enei Aida. So they're going to be geyser atinus. And then they wonder why things aren't happening. So they hear about this. Rakot. Otu Avde, right. Otu Avde Varomolo Sudra Bitsavor. It's the Avodim and the Beit HaNasi come, they take a handkerchief, a scarf, and they wrap it around they wrap it around his neck and they start pulling in opposite directions, This is this. I call Mitzari like that wasn't too comfortable. So Omrulu Bene Mataya, so people from the city said to the people that had come from Beit HaNasi, let him go. Shafke, Anami Mitzari Lodi speaks like that to everybody, makes us all crazy all the time. But Kima the Chazina the Chol Mir Leshem Shamayim Lo Amrile Velo Mide. I'll tell you, after we found out that he's really he doesn't have any agendas, he's not his guy. just tell us if you like it is, you know. And you learn that it's nothing personal. So we gave up, but we don't argue with him. Shafkin and Lay, we let him talk. Atonami Shafkiu. Leave him alone. He's not going to hurt anybody. He's certainly not doing it for himself. Rebbe was once going through a time. So it comes along now Ilfa. Or some say it was Ilfi. Rebbe Ilfi, his name was not Ilfa. And he was the one who was davening. And he says, Mashiva Ruach, and all of a sudden up comes a big wind. And then he says, Murray Lageshem. You have the rain. Rebbe was very impressed. Who is that guy? So he calls him over after davening. He says, my Ilfa? What exactly do you do? Nizaki? Omar Leis. He says, well, I'll tell you, Diana Bakusta the Fika. I live in a very poor village. Led Bei Chamra, the Kiddush of Abdallah, nobody has any wine to Kiddush of Abdallah. And every week, Tarachna, I go to an awful lot of pain. But Tina Chamra, the Kiddush of Abdallah, I bring wine to Kiddush of Abdallah, and I might see everybody. But Fikale, Yedechovatai, that's my soul. Rav, Ikla Lawata, Rav came to a particular place, was Gezeratime. Veloatra Mita, and it didn't rain. Nochit Kamesh, look at his gurus, and she comes down, starts saying, Mashiva Ruach, sure enough, up comes the wind. Murray, I guess, comes the rain, but calls him over. Says, what do you do? Well, Marley, my great darling, and I'm actually a teacher, you know, and Makrin Levine, I need me at here. I don't have, there's no tuition committees. I take everybody. Cool. Somebody can't afford tuition. No, I'll take tuition. Oh, no big deal. And not only that, Itli Pirid the Kavre, I have these aquariums. We call them the posh of these kids that just are not interested in school. I get them, I give them shokha, my aquariums. Lay, I fix them up, and if I see them, they get them all involved taking care of the fish. Oh, very excited. That way they start getting close to me. Adati Vakar, then they come finally back to school. Now they're happy. Rav Nachman goes to Tanya. Boy, Rachman v'lo atamit. Rav Nachman also was gezer at Tanya's, and he's davening, and it doesn't rain. So he says, shaklul and Nachman, take this Nachman jerk. Tu mi gud alar, throw him off the wall, onto the ground. I shouldn't be here, shouldn't be the Rashiva, shouldn't be the rabbi. Cholash Daitens, at that point, he was feeling so bad about himself, hasamitra. Rabba goes at Tanya, the rabbi once was gezer at Tanya's. Boy, Rachman was davening. V'lo atamitra. There was no rain. Others have the gears of Rava, which fits in better with the understory. So it's Hamid. Come to him. They say, I don't know, something wrong with you. You're the he used to be Gozer Atinus, and man, it always worked. Asamitra. Maybe we ought to find ourselves another rabbi. Well, Marlahu, so he said to them, well, look, my Avi, well, I mean, what am I supposed to do? Imishim to Nuye, what are you going to compare our learning to Rav Yehuda's learning? I mean, these guys knew nothing. Bishnei the Rav Yehuda caught to Nuye and Ezekiel. The only thing that these guys really knew well was Nezikin. Be reviewed the Shitasai, but he, you know, Mandaboyla Mahavi Hasida, Yasik Bamela, the Nilad and Nezikin. Vianan, Kabasnina, Bishita Sidrin, we are experts in all six Dharma of Shat. You know, this Dafyomi, everybody around here knows everything. It couldn't be that. The Chiavimati reviewed of Uktin. When reviewed was learning Sugyas about Uktin, he gets a place where it says, Aisha Shekovesha at Yerek, Bikadeira. A little bit of a problem since this is not a Mishnah in Uktin, it's Mishnah in I said it has to be the Sugya book at that point. So it's Tahar. So we have two cases over there that a woman is now she's pickling her pickles here in a pot. Some say that he was referring to the case of Zaysiv Shkasha Freyan, where you have olives that have stems on them and you pickle them. So it says that they're Tahar because at that point the oket is no longer considered to be a yad, since when you pickle something, the oket no longer is suitable to pick up the clay, loses its shame of yad. Sugya over there over what point that happens on. But anyway, he had so many questions about that sugya that he said, oh God, I put together all of the things that I learned from my rabbonim and all of the sugyas, all of the shiurim, all of the pilpul of Rav and Shmuel. It's all in this one sugya. I know what's going on. I could tell you, said Rabba. Rashi says in Brochus that we have 13 different approaches. And you know, he brings examples over there, you know, the Barakoras. Kapora's approach, Priya, Rebbe. Here he says that it means that we have literally 13 separate yeshivas that are basic in this town, just in Besachazuk. I mean, things are real. It's like today in Yerushalayim, you know, the Kachim Kailo, Kachim Mishpat Kailo, everybody's got their thing. We've got 13 yeshivas that just go around learning Besachazuk. I mean, he would have walked in there, we could answer all of his avais, the Vayavarova, or Rav Shmuel, right there on the spot. Nonetheless, I mean, I can tell you that Rabbi Yehuda, Ki Avishalav Chad Masani, Avi Mitra. Rabbi Yehuda, he would take off one shoe, because you're not supposed to wear shoes on a tiny, he didn't even bother taking off both shoes. He'd take off one shoe, and it would start raining. Anan, Tzavchina Kula Yuma, Velekad Ashkif, but I don't know, we sit here screaming and yelling, and then nobody pays any attention to us. Forget about the shoes, the girl's shoes at. So it's certainly not the learning. I mean, if you're trying to hint at something, guys, I mean, okay, just tell me. No, I mean, he could have buzzed me. Did somebody ever see anything that they hold as improper for me? I mean, tell me. I'll deal with it. I certainly don't think that there's something wrong with my meisim that this is happening. The real message for you, gentlemen, is Mayasu Gedolei Ador She'in Doran Doma Yafeh, huh? That's the problem. I mean, this is why I should say Rava, because Rava always used to really get under the skin of the Mechuzah people. Man, couldn't stand him. Call it L.A. Couldn't stand Mechuzah. Remember all these comments we've had about Bnei Gehenim and okay. I mean, you expect me to be able to get rain in L.A. I mean, come on, there's limits. Put me in a good city, and then you'll see. Rav Yehuda, because of Hanu Betray, that Rav Yehuda was once walking down the street, and he sees two guys that are Kaporzi Barifta. They're like, they're treating bread like it's nothing. You know, they're throwing bread back and forth to one another. Oh, he says, Shmami no Yikasov. Apparently, there's a little bit too much food for people. Yoiv Ene Avikafna. So he concentrates on that. And sure enough, the rain stopped and everything. It becomes now a time of drought. Amle Rabbonim, Rechana, Bereder of Nechunya, Shamish. The Onan folk Rechana, Bereder of Nechunya, who was the Shamish of Rav Yehuda. They said to him, look, I mean, how are we gonna get him to take it back? So they said to him, Mar Dishchiach, I mean, listen, sir, you are always with Rav Yehuda. Work it out in some way. Naasye, maybe take him for a walk or something. Take him like while he's not concentrating. The life of the big of the shul. Let him go out through the alleyway. He comes out in the shul. Okay, so see, he does that. Enough at the shul. And he gets to the shul. And there's a bunch of people, chazak nufi, a bunch of people gathered in the shul and making noise and shouting at each other. What's going on? Hi. Omrulay, well, he says, Kuspa de Tamre, they brought over here like a bushel of dates. And everybody's rioting. They're trying to buy a date. And the Kamis Dam and they're selling. Oh, this is a really. I mean, a kafabalm. Apparently, there must be a hunger. It's like, really no. What's going on? He certainly doesn't have those headphones over his ears. He knows nothing from them. Okay, but he reaches the conclusion. It's like the story of Hillel. You think it might be knowing? Isn't it darker than usual? Okay, so it must be that there's hunger. So he says to his valet, Shlofli Masani, take off my shoes. Shlofli Chad Masana Vasamitri. Takes off one shoe, sure enough, start pouring. So the Mata, the Mishla Fakrina, he bends down to take off the other shoe. All of a sudden, Elio shows up and says, don't do that. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shalaf Takrina Makriv Nalama. You take off the other shoe and it's all over. I can't take this. One day it's hunger and one day it's rain. What's going on over here? Everybody's pushing my buttons. Enough. Because we have Elio back. That was the mice of Kapila. We tied it to Chonia Ma'agel. And if Elio goes in this way, your goes in, well, what kind of business is it? Let nature take its course. You're pushing all the buttons. So this is really the same story of the, where he said, you know, let Chana be beautiful one day, let it be ugly the next day. Let them be poor, let them be rich. This is not the way that things go. It has to be a response to the norm. So that actually, Bach brings, this is the next thing, is like the height. It brings these things out lochas. From Rav Mori, brought by Shmuel. Rav Mori, who was the son of Shmuel's daughter, you remember that Shmuel's daughter was captured and was raped. In the end, the goy that raped her ended up becoming a Jew. His name was Yisr. But since Rav Mori's conception was by a father who wasn't Jewish, then afterwards he wasn't viewed as his real father. So they didn't call him Rav Mori Bar Yisr, they called him Rav Mori, the son of the daughter of Shmuel. So he says, you know, I was sitting then at the banks of the river Naharpap, and Chazoy Lamalachi Din Milamal. I see these Malachi Ashore. This was the same time that Rav Yehuda was doing the shakebacking down. So I see these Malachi Ashore over there in the guise of sailors. The Kamaite Kala, they're loading up these ships with sand. Minulul Arbe, Bahavikim Fasamida. As they put it into the ship, the sand turns into this fine quality flour. And the Asikuli Amalamismas, everybody's running to buy flour. So Amar Lahu, this was Rabbi Yehuda who heard about that to them. No, 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 no. That's Mice and Nitzim will stay away from that. Don't buy any of that flour. That flour is not normal flour. Boom, 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 boom.
It's
genetically engineered flour. We don't need that stuff. The Americans, they bought it. It was fine. Right. So Rashi, time is over. It's interesting. Rashi before said it was Mice and Nitzim. When he assured his daughter, he said, it's assured. Assured to take Mice and Nitzim. Over here, Rashi doesn't say it's assured. He says, come at the F shall eat Rachik. But Lamaisa, it's clear from the Rashi earlier. What happened? The machine's not going?
No.
So Rashi said before, you have whatever Suyot Aniyah Yisrael has. It was apparently something that comes from the Sibul. It's happening over here. There is an Indian, if you can avoid it, to avoid it. But certainly not us. But something that appears for an individual and is miraculous, that's not Kedai to take from. Isn't it? Either because it draws, I mean, the question of meaning is because it draws away from you. Like the Maisa of Rashi, I'll meet him, anybody you want. Go take. Just remember, coming off your Alamad. So, but apparently there's some actual Isser involved in playing these kind of games. Lamachar, Atinar B'dechite, the Parzina. Don't worry about needing it. By tomorrow, there's going to be plenty of food here because the Chitim from Parzina are arriving in big container ships. Tomorrow, you'll wait another day. So, Rova Ikrala Agrunya. Rova comes to Agrunya and he goes to a Tainis below Asamir. It doesn't rain. Well, Malahu, so he says to everybody who had the Tainis, don't eat tonight. Bito Kuleyama B'tanitayach. I want everybody to go to sleep now while you still have your title. The next morning, Lamacha, Amarlo, he asked, Mika de Chazi Kilma, did anybody have an interesting dream? If he did, Lema, I want to hear your dream. Amarlo, Rebelazar, Mehagronia, Lididi, I had a dream. And Ikarion Bechalmi, I get this message in my dream that reads as follows. Shalom Tav, here's good regards, the Rav Tav to a good rabbi, Miribon Tav from a good creator, the Mitude Meitiv Leame, who from his goodness is going to give good to his people. My bro and my creator.
That was suspicious.
Sounds a little bit like the Nachman Shek. That wasn't even a dream. I mean, that was something somebody put into the guy's mailbox.
Yeah. A little slip of paper.
Yeah, mail it. He'd find it in his mailbox. Like, this is.
I know somebody who knew about it.
Yeah, who knew the guy who put it in there.
It was like a complete, it was a
shtick.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Kundas. Kundas.
Omar, Shema Mina, Eit Ratzoni. He says, apparently it's a good time now because Baruch Hu is ready and open for our dealings. Mi boy Rachman, we should daven. Boy Rachman, they did, and sure enough, Otto Mitzrat started to rain. No, who gavet ich had gan nagda bedina to Rava mishum debalku? It was this guy who was high of Malkas in Rava's bezin because he'd been sleeping around with this goya, nagde Rava. So Rava gives him Malkas, and the bezin has Rishus Yabalkas, or Rasabi, or things like that, and the guy died. That's so now the cops get involved. The Shtama Milta Beishvor Malka. They hear about it in Beis HaMavoy. They want to take Rav into court. Omrle Ifra Hurmi. He made the Shvor Malka Livra. So the famous Ifra Hurmi is Ifra mean beauty. Hurmi is the demon, the demonic beauty. It's called Ifra Hurmi. She's Shvor Malka's mother, Persian ruler. And she says to him, Lola Havilacha Isikvorim Hadiyad. Don't start up a Jew. Forget about it. They're not the people you want to start up. The Komanda Boy Mimarayo Yoevlu. Whatever. They ask from God. He gives them whatever they want. You want to be on their good side. Oh, my love, my he. So she says, look, they beg for rain, and it comes rain. So Omar Allah, he says, yeah, and the Indians do the rain dances, and the other crazies go around with their airplane seatings and so on. I mean, obviously, Mishun Dezim, the Mitra, I mean, it's the time for rain, so it rains. Yeah, I mean, it happens. You do your little dance, and it's just time for rain, and you're coming around with these silly anecdotes, and now it becomes causal. Now the Jews bring the rain. Next thing you're going to tell me is that, the moon is made out of green cheese. I mean, what? I'll tell you what. The boy Rachmi, I eat that. Middle of the summer, okay? Middle of the summer, doesn't rain. Let's see. I want to see it rain. You get the Jews to bring rain now. Now we'll know. So she sends a message to Rava. Chokalei lo Rava kavein da'atcha boy Rachmi lo leisei mitzvah. She be mechavein. We need rain. Boy Rachmi v'lo asimi. No rain. A mile of fun of so Rava says that. Kadosh Baruch Hu ribono shel olam Elohim. What's the pasuk for Tehillim? Me'ozneinu shamanu avoseinu sipru lanu po'al po'alta b'yameihem b'mekedem. You used to do things like that at the drop of a hat. What's gotten into you? We never see any of this up. Also, Mitra, so they gave so much rain. Now, that doesn't make any sense. If Rava was in Tzipori, Shorbalka wasn't in Tzipori, probably the table was up. Nor was Tzipori anywhere near the Diglett River, so probably the correct is the Gears.
It's Mufusa.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just, I mean, they're the Yavits tries to claim that. It's like I said before, that there's rain in Eretz Yisrael, so the brat swells from the rain in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, but this is probably with the Gears. So until it was raining so much that the gutters were overflowing, they reached all the way to the Diglett. So Rava's father, Rata Abua, Chazilei Bechalme, comes to a dream in Rava. He says, what kind of chutzpah is that? Mika the Mitra Kamishmayad, chutzpah, the Telakarish Baruch Hu got into you in there. Why can't you do the old miracle stuff again? And this, Omar, like his father said to him, you better, Shani Duch, you better move out of your bedroom. Shani Duch, and sure enough, he moves out of his bedroom. The next day, they walk in, they find his bed is all filled with the holes that were made by knives and daggers that had gone through his bed. Apparently, they sent a couple of assassins to take care of Rava. Fortunately, these assassins were more spiritual beings, didn't notice he wasn't in the bed.
Orders of orders.
Orders of orders. So he sees Mirsham Purai Besakine. He sees the mark on his bed of all of these daggers. So he got the message. It wasn't a good thing. So here is where this story, together with these other sugyas, brings the Bach. And he has a Kabbalah. The Bishumai from a person should never, even if there's a need for Bishumai for the Sibur, ultimately, it shouldn't be an open kind of thing. And it shouldn't be, most it should be as a personal tefillah and Shemaya tefillah. This is what he passes. Remember, we talked about this whole question. What if a whole area needs, can they be masked? You should never be masked publicly. Which everybody tines us because this was only a game. This wasn't really a need for the tzibur. It was prove that you could bring rain. Prove that you can bring rain. That is indeed something that's inappropriate. I mean, when it's really necessary, how do you see we're going to be? But anyway, he brings Mamash Ar Gemar.
So who would have sent it? Whoever went? The government thing? Was it
No. Meaning Minas Shemayim, the Shadim were angry. Rav Papa Gozer Tanita, Velo Ata Mita. Rav Papa Gozer Tainis, and there was no rain. And Rav Papa was a big guy, and we know how much Rav Papa used to eat. For Rav Papa to keep a Tainis is not an easy thing.
Well, it's too mouthy.
That's right. Cholash Libe, so he starts feeling really hungry. He's getting like sick. He feels the migraine coming on. So sure off Pinka the Dicey, he goes and he eats up a little bit of, a tablespoon of cereal just to keep him going. And then Boy Rachme, and then he asks again in his feel of a loss, Mitra, there's no rain. So Rav Nachman, Baruch Bezat, he says to him, well, maybe if you would eat some more cereal, maybe that's the way to get the rain, So he's sure if Mar Pinkach written the Dicey Ata Mitra, maybe you'll get more rain by eating more cereal. If he felt pretty stupid. And again, he looked down at himself, and that's when it started to rain. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, was walking along the road, and Atamitra starts to rain. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa says, Ribbono shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulo ben Achas, the whole world is happy with the rain, but Chanina is really had a joke. Chanina is bizarre. Pasak Mitra, the rain stopped. Okay, Chanina gets home. Yimata lebeitem, Ribbono shel Olam, Kol Olam Kulo bizar, but Chanina ben Achas. Now I'm happy, I'm home, and I don't own any. And I have no problem. I don't need rain because I don't want any field. But there's a lot of people out there that are unhappy. Atamitras, it starts to rain again. Omer of Yosef, my Hanilek salute to the Kohen Gadol of Gavir Chanina ben Dosa. A lot of good. The Kohen Gadol Sibur, the Tvila does, against Rav Chanina ben Dosa. It's on Hayamit Paril Tvila Ksara Bebetach Yisod. When the Kohen Gadol would come out from the Beit HaMikdash, we didn't want to serve, we didn't want to spend a long time there, we think maybe he died. So he would say a Tvila Ksara. Well, what was the Tvila Ksara? So my Masin, so Rabin Barad and Rabba Barad had both quoting Rav Yehuda say that the Kohen would say Yirat Zom Lefanecha Hashem Elokeinu Shetehe Hashana Hazo Gishuma Ushechuna. Shechuna means very hot. Why in the world would you want a very hot year? Mal Yati, but that's a good thing. I don't know, but that's terrible. No, Yisrael was Im Shechuna Ben Gzeira that we're going to have a hot year. So at least Tehe Gishuma, at least there should be a lot of rain. It's interesting that in modern Hebrew Shechuna means desiccant, not only hot. It's a dry. It's a contradiction in a sense. And at the time of the Gemara, the word Shechuna just meant heat, like Shechin. Shechin, a different Shechin v'Nichves, righteous Shechin is from the heat of the impact, whereas the Nichves from the heat of the source of heat. Both of them are based on Shechun, on heating. So it should be Tehei Geshuma, if it Shechuna is what he meant. And it should be Tvulah, getting back to Tvulah. Ba'ayikaneis lefanecha tefilat ovrei drachim. And don't listen to people on the road when they say, I can't take the rain. That kind of tefillah against Rav Chanina ben Dosa doesn't help at all. Rav Acha b'rei d'Rav and Messiah. Time is going to Revere. Now, that was all they knew of the Tila of the Kohen. But Revere is also quoted that there was a siyum of the Tila that read, Loyav, Iloyad, Yavichulta, Medabet Yudah. There should be no end of someone who has some level of Shlita in the world that comes from Beit Yudah. And indeed, we said the continued Malkus of the Reish Galusa and of the Beis Hanasi and so on. All of this comes from Beit Yudah, from Beit Yudah, from Dovra Mala. And all you, Amchai Yisrael, Tzuchim, 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 that are dependent on other people, not on Jews, and not on non-Jews. Okay, we'll start the Reb Chanina Mendoza stories tomorrow. That's right. Reb Yossi Barovin, Apeshkiya Kameda, Reb Yossi Diminukas, Shavki, Vyatul Kavid Ravashi, Yom Achad Shamine to go, so much more shall the dog mean I am the Shabbat, give it Shiavash Bokisela Chayav, Amarle, Velema Mar Ubain Snapi Rav, Omar like, yeah, but lo sevli mar dahi, Rav Yossi b'revavin omra. Omar like, yeah, but that's me, Anan here. Omar like, oh, lav kamid, Rav Yossi miyukar, av shikad mar. Omar like, so why'd you come here? Omar like, ah, gabad al breve al bati lo chas, al didi echi chayes. What was he referring to? Brei mahi. Yeah, the yom achad, avi agri le agir bedavra, nagalu v'lo aiti le rifta, omru le le brei kafninanan, avi yatvi tuti teinata, Omar, teina, teina, הוציא פירותייך ויאכלו פועלי אבא, אפיקו ויאכלו. עד האחר ואחר, עד האבוע, אמר לו, אוי, לא תנקטו בדעתייך, ודאי, דנגע, מיצה תרח, ורשתו, דסגוי, אומר לו, don't worry about a thing, רחמנה של אוני בילי זבחה, כי איך את הזמן ברח? לא, what? מאיך? אומר, אוקיי, אוקיי, אבי מייסי, you got a brilliant son there. אמר לו, בני, אתה התרחת את כולך להוציא תנא פירותיה שלו בזמנה, יסף שלו בזמנו. ברתי מי, אבל ברת בעלת יופי, יום אחד חזר וגבד אבקר בוצה, וכוחוז יבוא. אמרו, בוא, 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 מה יראי? אמרו לי, רבי, לא קרא לו זכיתי, לראותה לו את זכת. אמרו לה, ביתי, כמצערת לבריאה, תשובי להופרך, ויקש לו בך בני אדם. אבל הוא חמורה, כדי אבי אגרי לו, כל יום על יורת אבי, משארתי לו אגרי, אגב, עבדתי לו בי מורה, ויתופו לו, בעצו או לא עד. יום אחד אין שזוג את הסנדלי, אלא בלעזת שקלונו מנה. Then, not Azla. Elozer is birata kadavi because he lay gaboy tzedaka v'toshumine. The call might have gabe yoiv le. Yom achad avisalok l'shukal mizban nedunia labarte. Because you gaboy tzedaka toshumine immediately, but he saw them. Also barat batrei amlay hashbat tichu b'mayas kitten. Like my biatom biatoma. Ah, avodayim kod bin leviti. Shaka kol da havi b'adei v'yoiv le. Pash lechad zuzah. Does that mean a chiti? Asik shati ba'aklova. I tried to vito Amra Le Lavarti, no, my aite, you're dead. Amra La, call my aite back lover Shadite, I don't know. Adela Miftach Bava da Achlava, Chazach Lava da Baya Chitim, cannot be to do the dash for the Miftach Bava Mechit. Ozla Bati Le Vimadrosh, Amra Le, dead. Bore Maasach Lacho Avcha, Amra La Avoda, Arein Eker Shalayot. Vein Lach Bei Melekei, Echad Mi Aniye Yisrael. Reviewed in the Sea of Gazat Avita Boy Rachman Vlaat Amitra Makame Ika Mishwil Aramati. The Yoda Ben Gamliel, oh, he loved the door, she can eat, oh, he loved the Mishal to be Yamatka, Cholash Daita Vyata Mitra. To Venice Gazat Anita Vladina, the Rabbi Yochan Rishlokish, the Tzafro de Nion of the Rishlokish Rabbi Yochan, Halo Kabilna and Mur Tamil, doesn't matter, Anan Batraya Gurina. To Venice Gazat Anita Vladata Mitra, Tanav Oshaya Zirdim and Havraya, והיה אם עיניה עדה, נעשתה לשכגה, משל לקלה שהיא בבית אביה. כל זמן שעיניה יפות, אין כל גופה צריכה בדיקה. עיניה תראותות, כל גופה צריכה בדיקה. אותו אבי ברמה לו סודר בצבור אבי כמצער אליי. אמרו לו, בני מהתאי, ענה, שפקי, ענה ממצער, לא נעוד עתיים. וכיוון דחזינו לכל מיר לשם שמיים. We gave up talking about it, אמר לו ולמידה, ושפקינה ליתה נעה משפקו. Rabbi Gozer Tanita Velati Mita, Nachit Kamei Ilfa, or some say it was Rabbi Ilfi. Omer Mashiva Ruach, when I was a Zika, murdered a Geshmata Mitra. Omer Lei, wow, my Uvdecha. Omer Lei, Dayarna Bekusta Dechika, the let pay Chamele Kedusha Vavdalta. Tarach, the Vatina Chamele Kedusha Vavdalta, Bavkinu Yidecha Vatayu. Rabbi Ikla, after Gozer Tanita Velati Mitra, Nachit Kamei Shlicha de Tzibur, Omer Mashiva Ruach, when I was a Zika, murdered a Geshmata Mitra. Omer Lei, my Uvdecha. Omer Lei, I'm Nikita Darlikiana. Furthermore, he appeared to Cabre, the whole man, the Pasha, Mishadina, Minayu, Umisadrina, and Fasina, Adati Vikari. Rav Nachman goes to Tanita. Boy, Rachmei v'lo hatam yitro. B'shakulula Nachman chavuta bin kudel ara cholash daite v'hatam yitro. Rabba goes to Tanita. Boy, Rachmei v'lo hatam yitro. Omrulei, wow, what's wrong with you? Rav Yehuda ki Rabba goes to Tanita hatam yitro. Omalo, so what am I supposed to do? Imishim to nuye ana difan minayu. To be said to Rav Yehuda, called to bring ben Azik and Avu. Va'anan kam adin b'shita sedarin. Furthermore, when Rav Yehuda would come in a sugya and barutzen, to Aisha Shekoveshet Yerek Bekiteira, subset to the Sugi of Zetiv Shekoveshet Bitrofeyan, Sahilim, so you say, Ay, Avai is the Rabbi Shmuel Karazina, he was totally confused, Anan Kamasina Bukis Tosh Masifta. But, nonetheless, Rav Yehuda Ki Abishalach Chad Basan Hati Mitra, Anan Katzavkina Kuluyim Avala Kadash Kachba. And, if you think that it's because of Maisim Taibin, Ima Shabuvde, he could have caused a bit of Lema. But I'll tell you the truth, Maya Segdola Yadosh Endorando Maya Fe. Rav Yehuda Chazal Ani Betray, the Vikaparzi bereft on. Well, must be an awful lot of money for people to waste bread. Shmuel mino hikas sava miyama. Yoi veini am avikafta. Omer Rabbanu Rav Kana bereta Rav Nechunya Shemayim. Mar de shkiyat kamei naaseu de leifu kapitla de sabat l'shuka. As minaf l'shuka chazak nufia. Amalu, what's going on? Omer like, well, akuspa de tamre kai mitaka mizdavin. Omer, ooh, shmuel mino hikafta miyama. Omele l'shame shlofli masane. Sholof l'chad masane v'ata mitra. Ki mota l'mishlof akrin hati l'yobam. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Amara kadosh baruch hu shalaf takrin makrim l'yalma. From Remori, brother bat Shmuel, ana v'kim na gudu nar tapa at that time. Chazay l'malachi, the idmu l'malachi, the kamay tichalo maluno l'arbe v'avikim chadasamida. Otuku l'yama l'mizba mine. Omar l'hu miha lo tizavnun. The maizanisimu. Ishtama milta veishvar malka. Boy, the tzrela rova. Omla ifro horni zime, the shvar malka. Livra. Bavel chesit varam badi yudoi. Tichom man de boy mi marayo yoevlo. I'm like, where am I? I'm telling you, bon rachmi vata mitra. Of course he says, mishum de zime de mitro. I'd like to see them be boy rachmi now, in the middle of the summer. Well, I say mitra. So shokhoi la rova kanin daatcha. U boy rachmi. Delete mitra. Boy, Rachmei v'lohati, b'dron v'ni v'ni v'shaloylam. Elohim ba'oznenu shamanu, avatirin tzipru v'anu. Po'al po'alti v'imei v'imei kedem. V'ranu v'inenu lo ra'inu. Alta mitra, ato shofu marzavi tzipuri, or to say, b'chuzer v'diglat. Alta avua, itchazi v'lai b'chalmei, omar lai mikit b'tukha mishmai kulay, abara chutzpa, omar lai shani duftecha, shani duftecha, lomar hashkinim mishu porai p'sakini. Rav Popa goes to Tanita, v'lohati mitra, chala shmibet, shara pinka de daise. And then he goes to Boy Rachmei, Velati Mitra, Omle Ranaka Barsh Pazati. Yeah, surprise, surprise. Isharif Mar Pinkach Rita the Daisy. Maybe that'll help. Atimitra. Yichzef, Chalash Daita Vata Mitra. Rab Chaninam Ben Doise, Avikazi Biurta. Ota Mitra, Amafan Venishalam, Kolam Kulu Benacha, the poor Chanina is Bizar. Posak Mitra. Kimota Labeti, Amafan Venishalam, Kolam Kulu Bizar. Chanina is happy. Ota Mitra. I'm reviewing. My honey likes to look at the Gabriel of Hanina Mendoza. The Tana, I am a little too like Sarabi Beta, it's all my tilak, it's all my hats. So Robin Barada, 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 I'm a rubbish with Rivida. You are some of an Akashem looking at Chete, Ashana, Zuki, Shuma, Shuna, Shuna, wait, hold on a second. Shuna, Mayati, Anarab, Griuti, sorry. Chete, Ashana, thought Im Shuna, Ege Shuma, Utulula. Why can I say when I got Vilat over Edrachim? Revach, Rav Yehuda, the same Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, lo yadi avit shultan mitbet Yehuda, v'lo yam chayisot zichin mitparnes mizeh, v'lo miyam acher.